So welcome back to Heart Series 2, and to Day 5 of Part 1. Now, yesterday I finished talking about sort of where we're going with Heart Series 2, but today I'd like to just come back to the exercise itself and working with this visualization of yourself. As I say, for many people, this is the most challenging part of Heart Series 2. Visualizing themselves. But if you think about it, it's almost like sort of looking in a mirror, actually. There's nothing terribly confusing about it, special about it. You're simply imagining a picture of yourself sat down in front of you. And it's always useful, interesting, I think, not to think too much about it, but just to notice how you visualize yourself. Now, some people will instinctively imagine themselves looking very bright and happy. And if you do, of course, that's great, that's fine. But it's important before you begin the exercise that you just remember any difficulties, anxieties, whatever it might be that's going on in your life, and that you just sort of project those onto the image. I'm not suggesting that you try to make the image look very sad or anything like that, but just that you're clear in your mind what it is that that image is sort of carrying, representing. On the other hand, if you're somebody who naturally visualizes yourself looking very kind of worried or sad in some way, that's absolutely fine. But just remembering that what we're doing in this exercise is allowing that to change. There's room for that to change. We're working with the imagination. In the imagination, anything can happen. So not staying fixed with that idea, with that image, but actually allowing this exchange to take place and allowing that image to grow, to change. So, as I say, the image I think that works really well is one of, if you think of those sort of nature shows where they show sort of things happening very, very quickly, but that have actually taken place over a very long period of time. So it might be a bud sort of opening on a tree, or a flower opening in a garden. And it's just watching, almost as though that sort of represents an opening, a greater sense of happiness, of ease, of calm, whatever it might be that you'd like in your life. So just recognizing at the very beginning of today's exercise, firstly, what that image represents, but also just recognizing how it can change and how this exchange can help that change to take place. So when you're ready, with your feet flat on the floor, the eyes open, aware of the space around you in the room, and with the next out breath, as you close the eyes, just becoming more aware of the other senses, in particular the weight of the body, physical points of contact, but just taking a minute or so to become more aware of all the physical senses and the environment in which you're sat. And just bringing that attention to the body now, if you're not already there, just noticing the sensations in the body, noticing how the body feels. Remember, not identifying with it too strongly as mine or as me, simply a bit more distance than that, simply as the body. As you scan down from head to toe, just noticing those different areas of comfort, of discomfort. And just being aware of the tone, the emotional tone in which you're observing the body. Just noticing if there's a particular mood around at the moment. And then just in the interest of keeping not only your motivation clear, but each and every exercise fresh each day, just asking yourself what your motivation is. And just bring to mind the faces of the people in your life you care about. And just recognizing that the meditation is just as much about benefiting them as it is about benefiting you. And now just allowing the attention to shift to the breath, a rising and falling sensation, and just remaining with that for the next couple of minutes. are continuing to be aware of that rising and falling sensation. Just bring to mind that image of yourself. Remembering what those things are that you'd most like to let go of in life. And equally recognizing the potential, the possibility of change. As that exchange begins to take place, you're still aware of the rising and falling of the breath, the inhalation, the exhalation, not really thinking so much about you yourself as the meditator, just aware of that inhalation and exhalation at the same time as being aware of that image, that visualization of yourself, and just this exchange taking place. Again, if you find it helpful, the image of that sort of wispy smoke, bright sunlight, just reinforcing the idea of an exchange taking place as you watch yourself just let go of those difficulties and become increasingly happy and relaxed in that image. So just watching as that exchange takes place over the next few minutes or so. And when it looks as though that image is as relaxed and happy and as free from problems as it could possibly be, just simply letting it go. And just letting the mind have all the space it needs to do whatever it wants. And now just bringing that attention back once again to the body, to that feeling of weight, of contact, just noticing any sounds, smells, tastes. So just bringing yourself back into the immediate environment, opening your eyes in your own time, taking a moment just to be clear about how you feel right now, and also just reinforcing that intention to bring to mind that image throughout the day, the image that you finished with. And when you've done that, you can just sit back in the chair, have a stretch if you'd like to. And it's worth saying that as you bring this image to mind throughout the day, this isn't a fanciful wishing that were the case kind of scenario or daydream, you know. This is actually remembering how you felt in that moment of visualizing yourself in that way. So it's quite different actually, because what it does, it brings you back into the present moment, but it brings you back into the present moment with a sense, perhaps a flavor of how you felt in that moment. It's a big difference between thinking about it and wishing you felt that way, and actually reminding yourself of that moment. It's a big difference between the two. So it's just reminding yourself, and therefore bringing yourself back into the present moment with some of those qualities of lightness, of ease, and perhaps just taking the sting out of some difficult situations that sometimes arise on a day-to-day basis. We'll look a little bit more as we move on into the second half of part one, how this you can begin to apply these ideas to others around you as well. But just for today, I'd like you to stay with that idea of whenever life feels a little bit difficult, as though things feel as though they're spinning out of control perhaps, just reminding yourself of that moment when you are completely free from any difficulties, any problems. And in your mind, in that visualization, that image, you just looked very happy, relaxed, and at ease. And I'll see you back here tomorrow for day 6 of part 1.